Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Chicago might be laid out in a grid, but its streets are far from boring. The tales behind how these avenues, these roads, these boulevards, the parkways, the drives all got their names help contribute to the story of the city itself. I've got a list, Roger, courtesy of our friends at Metal Floss, that
I thought it was because of Mikado. You have, I have a little list.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so here's the first one I have, and I'm going to go a little alphabetical here. Addison Street.
Addison Russell.
Yes, correct. Number two, Ashland. Let's just put a bunch of misinformation out there on WGN. That'd be great. Addison.
Yes.
Named for British physician Dr. Thomas Addison, who, according to Chicago Magazine, was a shy, brilliant British physician whose devotion to studying the adrenal glands was rewarded when his name was attached to a hormonal deficiency.
Oh, that's sweet.
Addison's disease, it was called. Addison committed suicide in 1860, and his connection to Chicago is unknown.
It's had nothing to do with
That was the oddest one out of all of them. Such an iconic street, you know, obviously Wrigley, all that good stuff. And
why haven't they changed it to, like, Wrigley Street?
I don't know.
Even though it would only mean anything when it goes past Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Ashland. This avenue used to be called Reuben Street.
After the Reuben.
After Reuben.
Great sandwich.
After Reuben Kincaid. The Partridge family.
There you go.
No. And the name Ashland comes from the Kentucky home of Henry Clay, a moniker seemingly bestowed by a Chicago developer who was a transplant from Kentucky. That developer was either Samuel Walker or Henry Hamilton Honore. No one can pinpoint for sure, but both men were Kentucky transplants to Chicago who developed real estate. There's a rumor that Ashland comes from the ashes of the great Chicago fire, but that's BS. It is already renamed Ashland Avenue and renamed and ran through a thriving area by the time the fire struck in 1871. So that's Ashland.
Wow. All
I know. Right. These are some good ones. I found this fascinating.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I love thinking about that when you think of Ashland, that it actually existed before the Chicago fire.
Yeah. Like,
that's something you drive down now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, so did Michigan Avenue and State Street and all that other good stuff, too. But
The street grids, the streets, you know, nothing happened to those.
No.
It was just all the wood buildings.
That's right.
Right.
And then it jumped across the bridge.
Yeah.
And finally burned out.
That's right.
So when it got, I can't remember how, a mile? Was it about a mile north of the river, I think, before it stopped?
Before it stopped, right. There is a 1940s newsreel that I found in color that takes you through the city of Chicago in 1941.
Ooh.
It is so damn cool, I can't even tell you. So, you know, the newsreels, it was kind of like the, you know, the scenic walkway, and this week we're featuring Chicago. So you'd go to the movie theater, and if you didn't see the news, you saw these little special presentations. And this one was all about the city in beautiful, clear Technicolor. It was gorgeous. Ooh. You know, they show the Wrigley. They called it the Wrigley Tower and the Tribune Building. And I don't know if they messed the two up, but maybe that's what they were referred to back then. But, you know, when you get to the old water tower and there's nothing around there in this movie. But then you go down State Street, and that's really was the busiest street because of Marshall Fields and the Chicago Theater and everything else. And all the movie theaters, the ABC Theater, I think it was something else before then. But if you get a chance, go to the Dave Plyer Show Facebook page and like us if you would. But it's also, it's featured on there probably about three or four posts ago. It was this week, but definitely check that out. Armitage Avenue. Armitage may have been named for Thomas Armitage, founder of the American Bible Union, for a mysterious A. Armitage, a Chicago Mason who may have been the father of Alderman Edward R. Armitage. Little is known about A. Armitage other than the fact that he was listed as a Mason in Chicago in 1849. So he might have been just part of building the city.
Oh, and I think a lot of the streets were named after a lot of the founders.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. So. Belmont, do you know Belmont is?
Named after a company that made bells. They were mounted on all the buildings along the road.
Wow, no. It was named after a Battle of Belmont, an 1861 encounter that marked Ulysses S. Grant's first time in command during the Civil War battle.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
You know what I feel
how would they come up with that? I mean, we got to name this. I could just see the guy walking around.
I feel really smart right now, like
you
having
are
all this
like
information.
Way
I feel like,
smart.
But I watch Alex Trebek on Jeopardy, and yeah. I think, you know, is he dumb as a doorknob, really, but he's just reading all these great answers? He sounds so smart.
Well, of course, he's got the answers written in front of him.
Huh, I don't. It's all up here. All up here. If you're watching on WGNRadio.com, I'm just looking at other notes for future interviews. That's what this
it's
is.
Another show.
Cermak. This is an easy
one. I know that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mayor Anton Cermak.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Czech-American mayor of Chicago in the early 1930s. He essentially created the Democratic Party machine in the city, mm-hmm. and he was assassinated less than 2 years into his first mayoral term. They think it was – there was two reasons. Either number one – it was a failed assassination attempt of FDR when he was riding in the car with him.
That's what I've always heard.
But they've also said it might be the result of a mafia hit at the time. He was shot in 1933 while speaking with Roosevelt in Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even here in Chicago.
Right.
While being rushed away from the scene, the dying Cermak was said to have told Roosevelt, "I'm glad it was me instead of you."
Well, that was very big of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Clark Street.
Clark Bar, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Clark Bar Company.
George Rogers Clark, a Revolutionary War general who led the Illinois campaign and notched victories over multiple British strongholds throughout the area. Before that, it was known as Green Bay Road because it went north all the way to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And Green Bay Road is still there.
It is still there.
Yeah.
It is. Clinton Street, after Hillary Clinton, that's right.
Of course. Not Bill.
Not Bill. Clinton Street honors DeWitt Clinton, the 19th century mayor of New York, who was responsible for the Erie Canal, a project that hugely aided the commercial growth of Chicago.
There you go.
Clybourne, an early Chicago settler, Archibald Clybourne.
I always liked that name. When you're taking the L, the red line?
Clybourne.
Stop at Clybourne.
He built the first slaughterhouse in Chicago.
Oh, hello.
he was also the Chicago's first constable. He was appointed this position in 1825. Damon honors Catholic priest Father Arnold Damon. He was born in Holland in 1815. After studying in St. Louis, he moved to Chicago in 1857 and founded Holy Family Church and St. Ignatius High School. He died in 1890. And in 1927, they renamed the street, which was called Roby Street.
Roby?
Roby.
Oh.
I have nothing on Roby.
Well, because it doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dearborn Street for Dearborn Massacre.
Oh, of course.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Diversey Avenue. Michael Diversey, prominent German-born Chicago businessman in the 19th century. He owned the prosperous Diversey and Little Brewery Company, which was the largest American brewery outside of New York until it burned down in the Great Chicago Fire.
Mm.
And the business never returned.
And I understand he was also an alderman.
I don't have that here, but he also created St. Michael Catholic Church, yep. Which sits on the land he donated to the diocese in 1852.
Hmm.
And then Elston, Daniel Elston.
Bob Elston. He did the broadcast for the Cubs for a while, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh. businessman who lived in Chicago early 1800s. He made and sold soap, candles, and bricks. He served as an alderman when the city was only 6 wards.
Wow. Can you imagine the city that small?
Yeah. Fullerton is named after Alexander Fullerton, a lawyer who moved to Chicago from Vermont in 1833. According to the Tribune, he was one of the first 3 lawyers in the city.
Mm, okay.
Grand Avenue, formerly the Whiskey Point Road.
And everyone would toast and say,
yeah.
It's grand that we have this whiskey here.
Yeah. Allegedly takes his name from a quote from Chicago's first town president, Colonel Thomas Jefferson Vance Owen, who was said to have called the city a grand place to live.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I was kind of right.
Halsted.
Halsted.
Halsted. Caleb O. and William M. Halsted, two Philadelphia-born New York residents who invested in Chicago real estate through William Ogden, who would go on to become the first mayor of Chicago when it became incorporated as a city. Ogden.
That's easy for you to say.
Was so grateful to the brothers, he named a street after them.
There you
the
go.
Two had only visited the city once in their lives.
Hello.
Good morning.
Interlopers.
Before we go to break, I'll get to Irving Park here. The neighborhood which these streets travel through was named for author Washington Irving, who's the legend of Sleepy Hollow and Rip Van Winkle had earned great fame. The road was in turn named after the neighborhood, Irving Park Road. There you have it.
Very nice.
All right, we've got Larrabee, LaSalle, all kinds of other good ones. We'll catch those next. 720 WGN. Lakeshore Drive's an easy one. It's named after the lakeshore.
Really? Which lake? Trick question.
Erie.
Which lake?
Lake Erie.
Oh, you got it.
Lake Como. Italy. You had a caller. What did they say, Joey? About Cermak?
We had a caller talking about Cermak and the idea of that mafia hit. And it was after Cermak passed away, they named 22nd Street. And the idea behind it is that it was because Cermak was killed with a 22mm gun.
Interesting.
In reference to that mafia.
Interesting.
Hit.
Some are coincidences and some might be real facts.
Yeah.
You never know. Larrabee. The street takes its name from railroad executive
Wayne Larrabee. Larrabee. Different spelling. Okay.
William Larrabee, who
William.
Managed multiple rail companies in Chicago from the 1840s through the 60s.
All right.
Kedzie. Named for John Hume Kedzie. Sorry for correcting my throat in your ear. A prominent Chicago real estate developer who served in the state legislature and helped found the Illinois Republican Party. He died in 1903, was buried at Rose Hill Cemetery, which sits about 9 blocks east of the street that would soon be named for him.
Yeah.
Kinsey. This is an interesting one.
I love Kinsey.
Kinsey takes its name from one of Chicago's earliest white settlers, John Kinsey. When the city's first boundaries were set in 1830, the three main streets to serve as borders were named after men who were deemed to be of great Chicago importance, Washington, Jefferson, and Kinsey. Kinsey was also one of the city's very first murderers.
Ooh.
We don't remember Kinsey's victim, Jean Lalem, although his bones have been preserved by the Chicago Historical Society.
Wow.
A native of Quebec, moved to Chicago in 1792, acting as an agent for a fellow Canadian named William Burnett. He purchased the farm from the village's first settler, Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable. Did I get that right?
Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable.
Kinsey moved here from Detroit in 1804 and bought the land from Burnett, his partner in the fur trade. And he and Lalem got into an altercation that resulted in Kinsey stabbing him to death. And getting away with it. Kinsey lived another 16 years in Chicago, even serving as justice of the peace after he killed somebody.
That is, it's like, you know, locking the fox in the hen house and throwing away the key.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Pulaski Road. Kashmir.
Well, why was I so slow on that?
Polish-American military commander who was highly trusted by George Washington had been dubbed the father of the American cavalry. In 1933, Mayor Edward Kelly changed the name of Crawford Avenue to honor Pulaski. I'd like to look at the streets that no longer exist. Like, why did they get dumped?
Crawford still exists. It stops, though, and turns into
Pulaski.
To
honor Pulaski, an effort to recognize the city's huge Polish population and to get their votes.
Well,
no, that was the reason it was changed.
Did you have that too? Okay.
Pulaski is a major figure across Chicago, of course, and Pulaski Day is celebrated the first Monday of March. What are you doing Pulaski Day? Are you traveling anywhere?
No. I'll probably be working here because, you know, everyone here takes the day off.
Pulaski Day, everybody's gone.
Yeah.
Racine takes its name from the Root River, which was navigated by French explorers in 1699 to get to Lake Michigan. Racine is the French word for root.
Now, do you say Racine or Racine?
Let me think about that.
Yeah.
Racine.
People say it differently.
Racine.
Racine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Randolph was named by James Thompson, one of Chicago's first city planners, in 1830. a resident of Randolph County, Illinois.
Oh.
Thompson may have named the street after his home county itself, honoring Virginia Governor Edmund Randolph. Many sources, however, cite politician John Randolph as the Chicago's street's namesake, still giving Thompson credit for the choice. Perhaps then there are dual namesakes, or Thompson was confused about the namesake of his home county, or he simply intended to honor John Randolph. But his home county confused the matter, thus confusing those of us considering the matter and confusing the matter. Hello?
Yeah. Wow, you got that in there.
Rush Street.
That's the street everybody who's in a hurry goes to, you know?
Oh, wow. Yes, that's true. And
yes,
it takes his name from Dr. Benjamin Rush, a physician from Philadelphia. A lot of Philadelphia references.
Why people
here
from out of town? Why can't we get it named after real Chicagoans?
Because
born and bred
these
here
are the people. Well, yeah, okay. He was a Philadelphia physician who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence and is often considered the father of American psychiatry.
Very interesting.
A lot of people drinking on Rush Street to drown themselves away from their troubles. So maybe there's some good tie in there.
Yeah.
Sedgwick, named for Robert Sedgwick, a real estate developer responsible for developing the land on which the street sits. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's all right.
Sheridan, keep going for a few minutes here. This North Chicago Road is named after Philip Henry Sheridan, who gained prestige as a Union general in the Civil War. Sheridan lived about 10 years in Chicago, and his work during and after the Great Fire was celebrated as heroic. First, Sheridan used dynamite to demolish buildings in the blaze's path after it turned into an all-out firestorm. This starved the fire of fuel and eventually helped slow it down.
Look at that.
So he blew up buildings to stop the fire.
Yeah. Well, because it wouldn't be able to burn anything. Can I throw one out at you?
Yeah.
Justine Street.
Okay.
Named after Justine Butterfield, an attorney who beat Abraham Lincoln in a race for the post of land commissioner in Illinois.
Wow.
How about that? Wow. Lincoln lost an election.
Think about all the streets that had to be named, and you just searched and found interesting connections.
Yeah.
Look up Oriole.
Oriole?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. Right. I'm getting to Oriole here. Right. Hold on.
I'm going to get to Wabash while you're doing that.
You go ahead.
Wabash takes its name from the Wabash River, located in Indiana and Ohio, that term being an English version of the Algonquin name for the waterway, meaning white, shining river.
I thought it was for the Wabash Cannonball, the train.
It's a limestone riverbed. So traders and farmers from the Wabash River Valley brought their wares to market in Chicago, and the street that ran the area they occupied took the name of their home.
Oriole.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it was named after? And not the baseball team.
Bird.
Larry Bird? It was named after?
A-Bird.
Oh, that bird.
Yes.
The Latin word Aurelus, which means golden.
Oh.
Oriole is golden, baby.
That's cool.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Oh, how about Orleans? I like that because it's right named after the city
Club
in southern
Lago's
France.
In Orleans,
In 1426, the city sustained a siege by the English and was relieved by Joan of Arc. So it's named after Orleans. Look at that.
Look at that.
Wonder if they put Joan of Arc's flag on the light poles
maybe,
on the street.
Maybe. Wacker Drive. You know why Wacker? Why?
Yeah, it's just a wacky name.
Because that's where the Playboy building was intended to be built.
But how did it get the name from Wacker?
Okay.
Wait, the Playboy?
Say it again. Playboy building, Wacker Drive.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, the sound of a head hitting a microphone.
That's an old David Letterman joke. When he came to Chicago, he said, I don't understand why the Playboy building isn't located on Wacker Drive.
Hello.
Hello. This double-decker roadway is named for Charles Wacker, who's chairman of the Chicago Plan Commission.
I'm going to think of that
in a whole different way now.
He was responsible for helping construct this engineering feat that was called for by famed city planner Daniel Burnham. Wacker also was the chairman of the 1893 Columbian Exhibition. And one more before we get to news.
Go for it.
Wells Street, this honors Captain William Wells, a soldier who tried to evacuate troops during the Battle of Fort Dearborn in 1812. He was stabbed to death by a Potawatomi chief during the attack.
Ouch.
And there you have it.
I want to throw the one thing out because of all the streets in the city.
Yeah.
Some have mispronunciations, but they're very minor. This is the most difficult one that I know of.
Okay.
G-O-E-T-H-E.
Goethe? Goth?
Nope.
What is it?
Goethe.
Goethe.
Really? Look yep. at you.
Yeah.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Who knows? It's named after Johann. I just said, like, I just messed it up myself. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
Ooh.
All right. That's why where it comes from, but it's pronounced Goethe, even though it's G-O-E-T-H-E. It's German, obviously, pronunciation. But that street is downtown. It's a east-west street.
Okay.
I believe.
All right. Okay.
I believe it starts at the lakefront and goes west.
People are enjoying this, as I'm seeing from the text, so we will do a part two of this.
Oh, cool.
Coming up at some point.
All right.
All
this
right.
is fun.
It is fun.